Hello, Dr. Barrett. How are you today?
I'm fine.
You are an international specialist on the use of e-portfolios in education. What is an e-portfolio?
Well, you'll find there are many definitions out there. I prefer to talk about the definition of e-portfolios as a purposeful collection of a learner's work that demonstrates the learner's efforts and progress and achievement in one or more areas over time. Now, in addition to being a collection of work, there's a great comment made in a JISC publication in 2008 that talked about the e-portfolio as the central and common point for the student experience as a reflection of the student as a person undergoing continuous professional and personal development, not just a store of evidence. So it's not just that collection of work, mm-hmm. but it is the student's reflection on that work and then the conversation that a student has around that work with peers and with mentors.
Mm-hmm. What are the different purposes for creating e-portfolios?
Well, we're finding that there are both personal purposes and institutional purposes. Individuals create portfolios much as artists did to showcase their work. Mm-hmm. Many people today are developing e-portfolios for employment searches and giving them sort of that edge up. I just read a tweet. A person took their iPad into an employment interview and showed their portfolio, including videos of them teaching in the classroom. Now, that's a pretty interesting way to make yourself stand out above the crowd of other applicants. But that's not the only reason for developing a portfolio. We also find that portfolios, learning portfolios, really are powerful tools for reflection, for looking at your work over time. Really what that definition was referring to is that it's not just a showcase of my work. It's not just a presentation, but it's my reflection on that work. It's my conversation with peers and mentors about what I have learned and where I'm going. Now, there is another definition of portfolios that are another use of portfolios in institutions, and that is they're often used for either assessment or accountability. Now, I differentiate between the two. Assessment is more around growth and facilitating growth and development, and giving feedback to a learner about how well they have achieved. And accountability is more around checking off the competencies. So I'd say there are really two different models here. Mm-hmm. We have institutions using portfolios to provide feedback on learning, and then we also have the use of portfolios to document achievement and to showcase that achievement, in terms of accountability, that's sort of the metaphor of the checklist of competencies. I think there are two predominant metaphors in use in technology today, or in e-portfolios today. Mm-hmm. And one of those metaphors is the portfolio as story, the story of my learning over time. And the other is the portfolio as checklist, as checking off and showcasing a set of outcomes, goals, or standards, or competencies. And those are two different, although related goals, but they produce very different types of portfolios.
Mm-hmm. And you travel extensively for your work. You give conferences in the U.S. and abroad. What are the different examples that you have seen in the use of, innovations or interesting uses of e-portfolios in different parts of the world?
Well, in the last 2 months, I've been to places like Mumbai in India, at an international schools conference. And I also just spent 2 weeks in New Zealand, more or less soaking up the culture of an intermediate school in New Zealand, where they have been implementing portfolios for 15 years. The school in Mumbai is just starting to use portfolios. And one of the things that struck me, especially about the school in Mumbai, is there were third graders using Google Sites to develop their portfolios. And it was very interesting to see the engagement in those little eyes and to hear them talking and to watch them showcasing their portfolios basically to a room full of strangers. It was a very mm-hmm. charming and inspiring situation. In the school in New Zealand, a portfolio culture that had been in place for 15 years. They'd been doing paper-based portfolios for all but the last 3 years. And I became familiar with them when the principal of that school at the time contacted me wanting to move from a very successful paper-based program, a portfolio program, over to an electronic portfolio, which they've managed to make that transition over the last 3 years. And it took them 3 years. They took it very slowly and methodically. And these are students who are about 12 and 13 years old. And to see them take charge of their portfolios, to take charge of demonstrating their competency and demonstrating their skills and their enjoyment of learning and being able to share that. I watched one young man about age 13 who was leading a workshop of fellow students in showing them how to use different aspects of their portfolio, and there wasn't a teacher in sight. And so the one thing that I see in the portfolio movement is students taking charge of their own learning. As it says in the U.S. National Educational Technology Plan, electronic portfolios and other digital records of student work are a way for students to demonstrate what they've learned. So it really is a way for students to be part of not only a persistent learning record, but to help students develop the self-awareness required to set their own learning goals, express their own views of their strengths, weaknesses, and achievements, and take responsibility for them. So we as educators can use these portfolios to gauge students' development, and they can also be shared with peers, parents, and others who are part of the student's extended network. So the other thing that I've done some work with is we were in a school in Istanbul last fall. Their students were exploring a variety of strategies for doing their portfolios, but they started out initially in using PowerPoint. And they're gradually moving their portfolios over to a blogging platform because they realize that they want an interactive environment. And we sat down with them for a couple of days and helped the students there create digital stories about themselves, little digital video clips that they could add to their portfolios that really highlighted who they were and added voice to their portfolios. So I'm seeing internationally there is quite a bit of interest in not only building these student-centered demonstrations of their own learning and adding to that demonstration their own story of their learning over time. That's really the direction, at least in K-12 education, that I'm seeing internationally.